Okay.
Today is Daf Chaf Aleph. Today's Daf and this week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Lezecha Nishmas, Mishulam Zusio ben Eliezer Lipman, and Yentel Basarav Shraga Shmuel, Shalom Shavalios. We are on top of Chaf Aleph, two lines down. We're continuing the discussion of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a whole list of items that there's a mitzvah to do and during the day, and you're allowed to do it the entire day. The mitzvah does not specific time during the day. The whole day is kosher to do that mitzvah. So we're up to, I guess we'll do the Arifas Ha'egla, right? Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, again, you know, you find the mace in between two cities. Not sure who the killer was. There's a Ziknei Ir come down. They chop off the back of the head of the cow, and they say, Yadini Lo Shachla Damazeh. So the Arifas Egla, so how do we know that that's kosher all day? Amri debe Rav Yanai, kapara ksiba kikachim. It says the word kapara in the pasuk that discusses Egla Rufa, and we learned yesterday by kachim that kapara means during the day, so it means kapara also during the day by the Egla Rufa. Ulataras hametzora. It says that the purification process that goes for the metzora, Rashi says, v'tziporim, with the birds, v'etz erez, v'ezo, v'shnitolas, with the crimson and the whole to-do, that is also kosher the entire day, because the pasuk says, zos tiyet toras hametzora bayom taraso, on the day. Then the mitzvah had mentioned items that mitzvah is supposed to do at night, and that's kosher to do the entire night. So the mitzvah mentioned, Kol halayla kasher l'ktziras haomer. The whole night is kasher for the when they go out to the fields to cut the wheat for the korban omer. So the amar mar, as we learned, it's a gemara menachos, right? The amar mar ktzira v'svira balayla, cutting the omer and counting is done at night. V'hava bayom, and the bringing the omer is during the day. So here it's a little interesting because the gemara doesn't actually bring a source. It just says what we said over there. So you have to look at the gemara menachos. Right? Look at the gemara. So Rashi says, V'yalif lab maseches menachos mikrai. In maseches menachos, they brought down the psukim. So everything else here, the Gemara brings down the psukim. They were at the top of Chaf Aleph. But here they just references the Gemara menachos. Well, a hekter chalavim vayivarim. You to offer and to burn on the mizbeach the fats and the limbs that burn all night on the mizbeach. Dichsev, because the pasuk says kol alai lad aboker, all night until the morning. Zeh klal. The Mishnah said. So, in typical Bavli fashion, the word Zehaklal doesn't oftentimes mean, oh, we're just giving a summary rule. Zehaklal comes to include something. So what does it come to include, Zehaklal? Zehaklal lasuye mai. What's that coming to include? Lasuye sidur bezichin v'siluk bezichin. To take off the bezichin, to put on the bezichin, to take off the bezichin. That is, by every day, every Shabbos, you had the lechem apadim, that would be switched. You had these two spoonfuls of Lavona on the side, that they would take them off and replace it with new ones every week. And you could take it off all day. You had all day to take it off. All day to take it off, all day to put it on. It didn't have to be done at a specific time. Okay, Rabbi Yossi. And that goes according to the Shita Rabbi Yossi, because there are those who say that you have to do them both at the same time. Right? You can't have any moment where you don't have the Bezichei Lavona. So they go like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi Omer, Silek Asher Yishan HaShachris, the Seder HaGadosha Arvis, Emikach Klum. You know, that's not a big deal. As long as a day doesn't go by that's empty. You can take off the old ones in the morning and put the new ones back on in the afternoon. That is fine. Because Kol Yom is kosher. Ayu Mani Mekayim, the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Tabi, it has to be there all the time. Shalol Yeh Shulchan Alechem. It means that you can't have, like Rashi says, because Rav Yossi, Amar Maseches Menachos, Afilu Stilek HaShana Shachar, Sidra Tachadash HaRavis, Abzo Haisa Tamid. Umahu Tamid, what does it mean Tamid all the time, which makes it sound like it could never be empty? He says, Shelo Yalin Shulchan B'lo Lechem, Aval Rabbanon, Tavchol Shozem, Yisadir B'tzad Tavchol Shom Masalik. He says you just can't have a time, a whole day go by without having lelechem upon him on the table. According to the Chachamim, though, this wouldn't be true. According to the Chachamim, immediately upon removing one baziach, you have to put the other one on. But here he says it's okay because it's kosher the whole day. And then the Mishnah said, "Dover she mitzvaso b'layla kosher kol layla." Right? It said zeh klal. But on anything that's kosher all that could be done during the day is kosher all day. And zeh klal, whatever's kosher at night can be done all night. And he says, what's that coming to include? Lasuye mai, lasuye achilas psachim. It comes to include the eating of the Korban Pesach, which can be done, according to this Mishnah, all night. V'dilo k'Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And not in accordance with the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya, we have a brayse that says, v'achlos habasar balay lazeh. You eat the meat of the Korban Pesach on this night. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, nemar kam balay lazeh. It says about the Korban Pesach tonight, balay lazeh. V'nemar lahalah, and it says by Makas Bechoros, right? And it's the next week's parsha, this week's parsha, right? V'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla zeh, pass through Eretz Mitzrayim on this night. V'layla zeh, layla zeh. When did Makas Bechoros take place? Ad chatzos, malahal ad chatzos, akan ad chatzos. Right, that Makas Bechoros took place ad chatzos, which is not true. Makas Bechoros took place b'diyuk at chatzos. So I'm not sure exactly what the limud is. According to that, if you do the limud, you should be eating the chilus pesach mamish at chatzos at that exact moment. And right, so it's malahal ad chatzos, afkan ad chatzos, which says according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's only ad chatzos. According to our Mishnah, you can eat the korban pesach, eat korban pesach throughout the entire night. Tosfos points out, Mikol Makom Nira the Halacha Rabbi Elazar. We still pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which is the reason why some people are mocked, very mocked, with the eat afikomen, right? Only up to chatzos. Right? He says Mikol Makom Nira the Halacha Rabbi Elazar the Ika Stam Barib Pesachim. There's a Stam Mishnah like him in Arib Pesachim, the Kai Kevasei, because there it says the Tnan Ha Pesach Achar Chatzos Matamis Yadayim, which means it's no longer kachim, right? It's no longer valid. V'chein Mishnah Ezu Mikomon V'Stam V'Sof Parakam De Brachos. Also, a mission over there, and therefore he says, and the Tosfos says, "Im kain sarich lemaher laechol matzah b'leili Pesach kodem chatzos, but bilu matzah shel afikomen, even the matzah of komen Tosfos l'shitaso, sarichi of matzah is man zehu d'oraisa, matzah is a din d'oraisa, even nowadays. Aval b'halel shel achar afikomen ein lahachmir. Tosfos says, but the halel you don't have to be so machmir. Kol kach shari midarbanan, that's only midarbanan. But Tosfos says, really have to be machmir to have your afikomen before chatzos, which would be against our Mishnah, but in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hajjan lacha kor lamafreya. Hajjan lacha kor lamafreya. Hajjan lacha kor lamafreya. So now we have.
Can I just ask a question on that, the klal at the end of the Mishnah? Can we deduce from that the converse, that any mitzvah asay which doesn't specify day or night can be done at any time, day or night?
I guess so. I mean, why would you have any? Why would there be a limitation when you can write a Torah?
I don't know.
Okay. So I would assume so.
You can give stuck whenever
you want. It's not like a okay. So here it says we have the parak of Akoras Hamagila. In the Mishnayos, this is the fourth parak, but in the Gemara, here is the third parak. If you actually look in the Ran, he has it the way the Mishnayos are set up. Why it's flipped, I'm not sure. Maybe it's topical. I'm not sure because we're still talking about Megillah, and the next parak doesn't really talk so much about Megillah. It talks more about the base Knesset. Okay. Hakora es HaMegillah. Right? Someone who is reading the Megillah, Omeid v'Yoshev. You can read the Megillah standing, you can read the Megillah sitting. Rashi says, Imratza Omeid, Imratza Yoshev. Right? There's no obligation to do it standing. Kara Echad, Kara Shnayim Yatsu. One person reads it, or two people read it. Rashi says, Yachad Yatsu v'lo Arminon. Right? If Kara Shnayim Yachad. They read it together. Usually we say Trei Kolos Lo Mishtamim. But Megillah, we say, got two people, you got a choir up there reading the Megillah for you. That's going to be good. I'm assuming they're reading it at the same time and not in different psukim, right? Makom Shenagul Levarich Yavarich. In a place where the minhag is to make a bracha, they make a bracha. We have to see which bracha they're talking about. Shelo Levarich, Lo Levarich. The minhag is not to make a bracha. Lo Yavarich. Rashi says Ein Sarach Levarich. Not allowed to. You don't have to. Ein Sarach Levarich. Now, laning. B'sheni u'b'chamishi, b'shabbos b'mincha, on Monday and Thursday, and on Shabbos and Mincha when we lane, korin shlosha. We call up three aliyahs. Ain posin mehan ve'in mosifin aleyim. No less, no more. Right? Rashi says, ain mosifin aleyim. Why? Shelo yikshe letzibor. It shouldn't be too difficult for the tzibor. M'pnei shehen yimei melacha. People got to go to work. Right? B'shabbos b'mincha, people go to work and you can't have it too long a davening. B'shabbos b'mincha, samach l'chashecha. And Shabbos is mincha is very close to when it's nightfall. You have to get the davening in before it gets dark. Sharei kol yom hayu regilim lidrosh. They were learning Torah all day. They were learning all day, and now it's time for mincha. They did mincha the last possible moment to get on all the learning, and you got to make sure you don't overstep the zman by having too many people called up for the aliyahs. Ve'ein maftir b'navi, and you don't. There's no haftorah on a regular Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos mincha. The person who gets the first aliyah says the first bracha. The person who gets the last aliyah says the last bracha. That's how they used to be. The middle person doesn't say any bracha. First person doesn't say the second bracha. And the third person doesn't say the first bracha. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, Korin Arba. You bring four people are brought up. Ein poslin, mehan vein mosifin aleihem. No osafos, and you can't make any less. The Ein Maftirin B'Navi. Again, there's no Haftorah. And haposeach v'achosem etorah v'arachlun evlachareah. Whoever opens says the first bracha. Whoever closes says the second bracha, and that's it. Zeh klal. Now here is a problem, because here the Mishnah says Zeh klal. Usually the Bavli, I said before, when it says Zeh klal, has something to add. There's nothing to add with Zeh klal here. But Zeh klal, kol sheyesh bo musaf, any day that has korban musaf, the eino yontif, and is not yontif, korin arba. It's korban musaf, but not yontif. I mean, there's no isser malacha, but there's a korban musaf, you read four. Well, there's no other days other than Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed that fit that category. So Zeh klal cannot be coming to add anything. Here, Zeh klal is, I guess it's a way to remember. This is the rule, and remember the rule, you'll know the halacha. Beyontav chamisha, on a yontav you read five. Beyom kippurim shisha, on Yom Kippur you read six. Six be called up. Beshabbos shiva, on Shabbos you read seven. Eight posim mehen, no less. Aval mosif in aleim, you may make hosafos on these days. So the ein mosif in aleim is actually a machlokas. Rashi seems to indicate ein mosif in aleim. The way Rashi learns ein mosifin was because there was a problem, because it's a bit the malach. You don't want people to go to work. On these days, no one's going to work. So according to Rashi, it seems to say on these days, no problem with hosafos. There is a sheet in the Ran that says ein mosifin aleim. You don't add, only applies, well, look in the Ran. It only applies on certain days. The Ran says, he says, midivrei Rashi zal nira da kulo hanach yomikai, on all days. The cave and shasun malacha, since they're asim malacha, mosif and aleim. The lekel amechash mishum mitum malacha, they're no problem. Because the whole problem of the hosafos is people have to go to work. Well, on these days, people aren't going to work. So go ahead and make hosafos. But he says, avalacherim mefarshim denihi de ein poskim kai akulu, mosif and aleim as Shabbos lechud. The adding only applies to Shabbos. Avalbashar lo. Why? Because Asacherim says, if you make six on Yontif, it looks like Yom Kippur. If you make seven on Yom Kippur, it looks like Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be the most. If you make eight on Shabbos, who cares? There's nothing more. But there are others that say that on Yontif there's an issue because, again, there's maybe not Asr Malachah, but there is Ochel Nefesh. There is things that people have to go home and prepare and get ready for the meal. You can do that on Yontif. And Yom Kippur, there could be a Tirchul Tzibur because everybody's fasting. So maybe that's a difference also. Halacha L'maisa, Shulchan Aruch brings down, I think it's in Reish Pei Dalid, that it brings down that you could be Mosif in all these days. But I think really we hold that on Yontif and Yom Kippur, you don't do Hosafos. But on Shabbos, it is mutter to do Hosafos, except in Sibay, which is completely usher, do Raisa, Yahar, Yavor, to do Hosafos here, right, Menachem? So that's. But
we do it sometimes.
What?
We do it sometimes.
If need be. What?
Yeah. Some shuls have a minute every Shabbos to do it.
So correct. Right. It's mutter. So that, a lot of people have a minute. I've seen many shuls have a minute of achron. I don't know where that comes from. Yeah, we have maftir, which is fine. They do an achron, then maftir. There's always an extra one.
Right. Not, that's right. They do not have shabbos without it.
Right.
Period.
They must have tons of simchas. So that's what.
No, nothing going on.
Okay. It's mutter. That's what you glad to do that.
Correct.
Okay. Maftir benavi. And all those, it's the worst we're doing the young Israel is when they don't get money off the aliyahs. That's the point. So, umaftir and binavi, you do have Torah with you do maftir and navi. Haposeach v'achosim b'torah v'aruch v'nefacharah. And again, opening bracha by the first ole, closing bracha by the last ole. Tosos says, why do we say that three times? Right? Haposeach v'achosim b'torah v'aruch v'nefacharah. Tosos tries to give a reason. I think maybe then it's just literary. Everything is supposed to be memorized by heart. There's a way to help you memorize the Mishnayos possibly. Okay. Tana, learned in the Brisa, Masha ain't keen by Torah, right? The Mishnah had said that you can read the Megillah either standing or sitting. However, that's not true. Rashi says, she ain't korn by Torah tzibur miyushav. You can't, the laning of the Torah is not done sitting. Tana, Masha ain't keen by Torah. Menohani mili, how do we know that you have to lane the Torah standing? So that goes into a machlokas also. What about listening to Kriyas HaTorah? Do you have to stand? May you sit? You have to sit? Machlokas. Everyone has their own minhag. Right, Masha ain't came by Torah, manan emili, Amar Rabbi Abo, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Hashem tells Moshe, Ve'ata po amod imadi, stand with me when he was giving him the Torah. So he's standing. Right, Ve'amar Rabbi Abo, il mole mikra kasuv, ir shala omro. Had not the Pasuk said this, we wouldn't even be able to say what it seems to be. Kaviyachol, it's as if, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'amidah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing. Rashi says, Kaviyachol, nemar b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ke'adam. He says to Moshe, stand with me. I'm standing, you're standing. Okay. How do we know that the Rebbe should be sitting on the bed and the Talmidim sitting on the ground? Rashi says, they should be equal. which is interesting. Ron asked a question in a moment. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vata poa moru madi." Hashem says to Moshe, "I'm the Rebbe. We'll both stand together. We'll be on equal footing. I'm not standing. I'm not sitting, and you're standing. I'm not sitting, and you're standing. We're both standing." Tana Rabbana, I'm going to Nebraisa. This is me. Moshe wrote Moshe the Rabban Gamliel from the times of Moshe till Rabban Gamliel. Lo hayu made in Torah elam uma. They would learn standing. Right, Mishemes Rabban Gamliel. When Rabban Gamliel passed away, Yared Cholil Olam. There was a weakness came to the world. Gemara at the end of Sota. Vahayulim made him Torah Meyushav. Right, then they would learn Torah sitting, like we're doing. Vahayinu Detran. That's what the Mishnah at the end of Sota says. Mishemes Rabban Gamliel batal Kavod Torah. Kavod Torah went away. So they were sitting down. Kasuv Echad Omer. The problem is one pasuk says the Ashev Bahar. I was sat at the mountain, as Moshe says. The Kasav Acher Omer Vanochi Amadati Bahar. I stood on the mountain when I was getting the Torah. So which one was it? Was Moshe sitting or Moshe standing? Amarav, he's Omed Vilomed. He was standing when he was learning the first time. Yoshev Vishona. But when he did Chazara, he was sitting. Rechanina Omar, Lo Omar Velo Yoshev. He wasn't standing, he wasn't sitting. It was like this in-between thing. El Shocha, which is probably even more difficult than standing. So this bending over. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein yeshiva el lashon ikva. Here, when it says that I eshiv bahar, doesn't mean I was sitting. It means I was tarrying or I was staying there. Yoshev bahar. Similar shenemar vateshu bekadesh amim rabim. They sat in kadesh many days. They didn't sit in kadesh. They stayed in kadesh for many days. That's where they stayed. Rabba amar. Rabba said no different. Rakos muumad. Stuff that was easy to learn. I guess it's all subjective. Easy things to learn. He was standing. The kashos meyushav, and the difficult things that he was learning, he was sitting. So the Ron asks, we have many places in Gemara. He quotes the Gemara in Sochar Sapol and Daf Chav Dalid. Other places where you see in Sanhedrin where they were all they were sitting before the Rebbe, or the Rebbe was sitting and they were standing. All these different ways that they were learning. And here it says that the Gemara says it should all be, everything should be on equal footing. Moran says, "Yesh lomar dechi hachi demetarzi gemara." The same thing that we had in the Gemara, right? Rakos meumad koshos meyushav. Hachinami, so too. B'shmuos koshos hayoshim. If they were very difficult, it was a difficult shear, they would sit. Asaf saleh shim hayoshim bekarka im tamideim lo yulchol ma'ayin ba'hetiv. Inami. Depends, maybe the Talmidim had smicha, maybe the Talmidim didn't have smicha, but you have to differentiate between the cases here, where the Gemara says here, plain and simple, the Gemara says, Rebbe Talmud, same thing, sitting, standing, where throughout Shas, the Ron points out, we have places where they're different, one's sitting, one's standing. Okay. Next, the Mishnah said, Kara Echar Kara Shnayim Yatsu. If you have multiple Yotzi, even if you heard two people are reading the Megillah, Tana Mash Inkam Torah, that's not allowed by Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, only one, you're going to hear it from one person. Right? So Tana Rabbanan, I'm going to put the learning of Brayis, so HaTorah, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, Echad Kore, one reads from the Torah, the Echad Metargim, and one reads out the Targum. Again, we don't do that. There are some Taimani places that still have that Minog. Ubavad Shloye Echad Kore Shnayim Metargim. You can't have one read and two giving Targum. Right, and Rashi says a kol shekain she ain't shnayim korin. Kol shekain that two can't be reading the Torah. The time of mishum the trei kolin lo mishdame because the two voices are not you can't discern you can't hear. Ubenavi echad and we'll get to so why Megillah is different. Ubenavi echad when you read the navi is that haftorah? I'm not sure. Rashi says benavi echad kore u'shnayim mitargimin. One reads two do mitargimin. Ubevad shlo yeshnayim korin v'shnayim mitargimin. You can't have two read and two do targum. Ubahalel umagila afil esara korin. Even you can even have 10 read, right? Esara matargaming, that's a girsa issue. Can you have 10 reading? My timer came in the chaviva yahavi daite yashmai. Everyone knows halal, everyone knows umagila. Those are things that everybody loves, and everyone knows it by heart. So it's not going to distract you if you have two voices reading at the same time. The lane in Kriyas HaTorah, not everybody knows chamishi and mitzora. They know what the psukim are. So if you have two voices, maybe it's going to be more distracting. Seems to be what
Rabbi Willig on Friday night brought this as a riot that the Ola should not read out aloud to the
Balkori. Right, you're supposed to say it in an undertone that you hear, but you're supposed to, A, it's disruptive to the Balkori, but B, yeah, you're supposed to read it in an undertone, exactly. Right, my time, it came into Chaviva, Yahweh Dati Yishmai. Okay. Right. The girsa here says, Avasara Matargamin, it's a machlokas, but in Rashi and Tosas, when they have that girsa, the quote is a machlokas. We've seen, I think we saw it earlier in the Masechta also, whether there is such thing as Targum when it comes to Ksuvim. So that's why there's a girsa issue. You see the Aleph over there, Rashi takes out Avasara Matargamin, Tosas puts it back in. Okay. Right. Amud Beis, about 6-7 lines in the bottom, by the two dots, Makum Shenogu Levarech Yivarech. The makom, the place where they had a minog to make the bracha by the Megillah, they would make the bracha. The makom, they didn't have the bracha, minog to make the bracha. If you wanted to, Rashi pointed out, you can make the bracha, but you didn't have to. So Amar Abayi, Lo Shono El Acharei. This is talking about the bracha after Kriyas Megillah, not the bracha before Kriyas Megillah. Aval Lefanea, but the bracha before Kriyas Megillah, that's mitzvah levarech. That's an obligation to make the bracha. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, because it says Kol HaMitzvos, Kulan, all mitzvos, bevarech aleim over lesiyasan. You have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Again, there are exceptions as to why certain mitzvahs we don't make brachas, but typically this rule is before you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to make a bracha. It seems to be given a mitzvah the Rabbanon, or maybe this Esther is a little higher level than a mitzvah the Rabbanon, but you still have to make a bracha over lesiyasan. So the Gemara then says,
how other ways would you do it?
What? After?
No, why do you do after?
We don't do it. That's a different bracha. The bracha of the Megillah, that's a minhag.
That's what you're doing. It.
What?
It's not like you can do it while you're, you can say it and say it at the same time, like you do like a...
With Alan Tidus Yadayim, we do.
I can do this two things at the same time.
We do it afterwards, though.
I can do it at the same time question? If I want to.
What?
When else would you do it? When else would you do the mitzvah, the bracha of the Megillah?
Maybe after.
After.
You know, you have an apple,
you eat them, you brought that one. Whatever, you do it after. Pick up the lulav, shake it, and then make the broth afterwards.
Yeah, what do we do?
We don't, we say it beforehand. Yeah. Why? Because the mitzvah, the rule is, you have to say it over Lasi
Yasa. Yeah, there's only very few, and that just doesn't make sense that would be one of them.
I don't know, any mitzvah you could do before or after. The rule tells us if you do it before. Any mitzvah you can make it after.
You can't do it after.
Why can't you make a broth afterwards?
You're making it on to... The mitzvah is to do that bracha.
Okay, so I did it. I made the bracha afterwards. Alan Tidus Yadayim, we do it afterwards.
Give me another one.
What? We don't have any other ones because that's the rule. Alan Tidus Yadayim is against is a rule breaker.
You're giving us an exception to the rule right now, but that's the rule.
But you're taking the rule and saying, oh, okay, that's the rule. That means why would you do otherwise? Because who said who's if you didn't have that rule, why would you say to do it beforehand?
So I would use the same thing as they do when we say for a bracha on the Torah. Same thing.
I understand.
I wouldn't think of doing it any other way. This is making it sound like this is an exception.
No, this is giving you the actual rule. Kol mitzvahs kulam mevarech leim over l'siyasan. Because that you have to do it beforehand. Because you might have thought without the rule you could do whatever you want. Do it in the middle, do it afterwards. What if you do it beforehand?
You're agreeing with
me. I think it's telling you that you can't like make a bracha on your talus and it's still in the bag.
Exactly.
That's over the over. That's
make a bracha on an apple and the apple's still in the
bag. That's over the over. The Gemara talks about right. My tefillin.
It can't be too far away.
It can't be too far away, but who said it couldn't be afterwards? Why could you make it afterwards if you didn't have this rule?
I mean, Mishvar, why would I say that?
I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know. I don't disagree.
Because why would you say a bracha before?
Well, maybe you're not going to do it. I didn't do it. I'm making a bracha. I volunteer this lulav, and then I get disrupted, and I don't pick the bracha. It's a bracha levatala. Maybe I would have to do the mitzvah first. Why? The possibility exists that I get distracted and I don't do the mitzvah and then I have a bracha levatala. So maybe I should do it only after I did the bracha, the mitzvah, to make sure that I actually did the bracha. No, comes the rule. It says I have to do it beforehand. All right. So kol mitzvahs kulam bevarach aleim over l'siyasan. My mashma the high over lishna akdume. But how do we know that the word over, which says over l'siyasan, we all assume it means before. How do we know over means before? Like, so this, look in the side, Mishorah Shasas, this Gemara appears like 5-6 times in Shas. Right? How do we know my mashma the high over lishna akdume? Who? Amarav Nachum Rav Yitzchak Amakrad, the Pasuk says, Vayaras Achimatz derech hakikar vayavoras hakushi. That Achimatz went, ran, and he passed the kushi. I mean, he went before the kushi who was running. Abaye Amar Mehacha, vu over lefneim. He's passing before them. Ibayis Eima Mehacha, vayaver malkam lefneim, vashem beroshim lefneha. All these psukim teach you that over means to go before. Hamay Mevarech. So what bracha do we make? Rav Sheshes Mikachrizia, Ikla Kameda Rav Ashi, Ubarech Manach. Makes the bracha of Manach. What's Manach? Rashi says, Mikra Megillah, Mem, Nun Nisar Asanisim, and Hey is Shehechiano. Those are the ones all have to be made beforehand. Lecharea Mamivarech, what bracha do you make afterwards?
Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Haravas Rivenu, right? Teacher, Hadanas Dineinu, judges us, Vanokim et Marsenu, takes revenge for us, Vanipralanu Mitzarenu, pays for us for our tsaras, Vamashalam Gulavoy Noshenu, pays back our enemies, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hanipral Yisrael Mikol Tsareim. So that's one, but we don't say that. Rava Amar Hakel Moshiach. Then the Baruch is supposed to say, Hakel Moshiach comes, Rav Papa, who does this 10 times throughout Shas, and he puts the two Shitas together, Hilkah. We say both. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hanifal Yisrael, Mikol Tzareim, Hakel Moshiach. We say both. And Rav does this 10 times in Shas. That's why some people say we say his ten sons at each the Siyumim. Rav is the great Rav Papa, the great peacemaker, to put the Shitos all together.
Do say Shachri on the day also.
So if you look in the Ran, okay, the Ran says, a Baruch Manach. Ran says, Al Mikra Megillah Shlasanis Shachianu. Since the Gemara makes no distinction, doesn't says the belayim of Ari Shalosh by Yom of Arik Shtayim, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara makes a distinction between the first that night and all other nights. Here, the Gemara makes no distinction. Shema Mina, you see from here, Afilu by Yom of Arik Manach. Even during the day, you make Manach, which includes Shechianu, became a din, and that would be the halacha. Because as Tosos and other Rishonim will point out, the Ikar Kriya is during the day, and therefore the Kamoshi Kasati Lelig. Well, elsewhere, we saw that in the Tosos also, I think on Daf Dalet or somewhere, that Ikar Kriya is during the day, and you should make the Shechianu at night, probably because it's the first time, but the Ikar Kriya is during the day, so you make the Shechianu. We always say, you know, have in mind the Mitzvot Hayom as well, just to be Yotze the other Shitos that say that maybe you should be saying Shechianu during the day because you already said Shechianu at night. According to Ran, according to Tosos, without question, you should say Shechianu during the day without even having this thing to do about saying the other, with keeping in mind the other mitzvos. Okay. Basheni ubechamishi b'shabbes b'mincha korim shalosha. You read three. So hani shalosha kenegin me. I guess what's the precedent? Where do we get this idea of reading of three? So Amar of Asi, he says kenegin Torah nevim ksuvim. Each one is to symbolize Torah nevim ksuvim. Rava Amar, which I think is what we do, Kenega Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. That's why you read a Kohen Levi and Yisrael with those three. Elahadatani Rav Simi. Rav Simi had said, Ein poskim miyud psukim bebeis hakneses. When you lane, you can't have less than 10 psukim in the laning. And vayidaber olem in a minyan. If you have a pasuk that says vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, that counts, even though you don't really learn anything from it. Right? Rashi she says, Vayidaber olam in a minyan, vayidaber shem Moshe lemor afu pisha in lilmo mimero klum. So therefore, so you have 10. So hani asara kenegin me. So why do we have 10 psukim, right? Where does a 10 psukim come from? So he says, Amar Shuv ben Levi kenegin asara batlanim shem beis hakneses. They always had those 10 people, 10 paid people who sat in the shul to make sure you always had, you know, the minyan. And Rav Yosef Amar kenegin asaras hadibros shenemar limoshe besinai. He said that the connected Aseres Hadibros. Now you have this Girsa over here, Levi Amar connected Asara Hilulin, Shamar Dov Besefer Tehillin, but the Girsa seems to be taken out. So you have to have always 10 Psukim. Tosus points out, well, there's one time a year we don't have 10 Psukim, we have 9. But every Purim, when we lane, from the end of Parshas Mashalach, it's only 9 Psukim. Tosus says, Vim Tomar, the Rei Parshas Amalek, the Lek El Tisha Psukim, it's only 9. So Yesh Lomar, Nishani Parshas Amalek, the Sidur de Yomahu. Number one, that's relevant to the day. So that's why we're leaning it. It's relevant to the day. Umasik in Yonabe. And it's a complete unit. What are you going to do? You're going to add another pasuk from before it, another pasuk afterwards to make 10? They're completely unrelated to that inyan, right? Umishum hachi ein lahachos. That's why we don't have to be choshes. The hachi nam yun lekaman, we're going to see, I guess, tomorrow's daf. The aim of tirim pachos mechav al psukim. I guess the Torah has to have 21 psukim. The hecha the salik in yana korim shaper b'pachos. And if it's at one unit and it ends the inyan at less than 21, you're okay. So to here, if it's one complete unit, one inyan, and it's you still have 9, if you still have 3 for each ola, we're going to be okay. Ran says something similar to that effect, but it's a kasha on the laning for Purim. Okay. Rav Yochanan Amar, I'm going to finish. The Asara Batlanim, I'm going to finish that. Rav Yochanan Amar, Keneged Asara Mamaros, Shevehen Nivra Olam. It's the 10 utterances that Hashem used in order to create the world. But you look there only times, it says Vayomer 9 times. Hai Ninu, Nivra Olam, Hai Ninu Vayomer de Bereshis, Hai Nutisha Havu. There are only 9, right? The Vayomers and Bereshis. The Gemara says, Bereshis Nami Mamrahu. When he said Bereshis, Bar Elokim, that's also a Mamar of creation. Dixiv, B'davar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Ubaruch Piv Kol Tzuam. I'm not sure. Okay, so Bereishis is also considered an utterance, and therefore the 10 utterances of creation in the Bereishis, and therefore that's why we have 10 psukim. Okay.
Yesterday I told Menachem there's an occasion that you could actually have 4 aliyahs on a regular day, when there's 2 cases. Where, how could this could happen?
4 aliyahs on a non cholamoid, non. Yeah, new.
If you have 2 chasanim or 2 Baal Bris, you are allowed to do.
You let it add.
Yes. Because they consider, for them, it's considered a yontif. So then you are allowed to.
There's another way, by the way.
Huh?
There's another way.
Which one?
If the Torah gets puzzled in the middle.
Uh-huh. But that's what they do. Do they call up 2 Baal Bris? They send the Kohanim out.
They say we're allowed to put.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So do you read an extra 3?
What about
the 2?
Would you repeat it?
Have you had 3 or do you read 1 twice?
It didn't say that.
It didn't say how you go about doing it.
Yes, but it said you're allowed to give 4 aliyahs.
Interesting. Okay.
But it
exists. Yeah, Amar Rava. Rava said. So now, Rishon, what happens is you have 10. That's the minimum 10. So if you break it down, of the 3 Olim, one's going to read 4 Psukim, and 2 are going to read 3 Psukim. So which one should get to 4, which one should get to 3? Basically, Rosa, it doesn't matter. Anyone who gets it, that's Meshubach. That's all good. Amar Rava, Rishon, Shekara, Dalin, Meshubach. That's great. Sheni, Shekara, Dalin, it's also Meshubach. Shlishi, Shekara, Dalin, is also Meshubach. Right? How do we know? Rishon, Shekara, Dalin, Meshubach. How do we know the first is the best? The first is the best. The Tanan is a Mishnah in Shkalim, right? B'sholosh kupo sholosh sotin shebhen tormenas halishka. They used to have 3 baskets where they put the Shkalim in. By a kasev aleim alav beis gimel. 1, 2, 3. They would put a sticker on it, I guess. Leida esem hen nitrama rishon, to know which one they take first. Lahakra v'mena rishon, to be makra from that one first. Shemitzah barishon. There's a mitzvah to do the first one. So doing first is also meshubach. Emtsai is also Meshubach. Why? Shakara Arba Meshubach, the Tanya, the Pasuk says, El Mul Pneya Menora Yiru, Milamid, Shemitzadid Pneyam Klapi Ner Maravi, Pneyam Maravi Klapi Shkina, that all the candles would bend towards the Ner Maravi. There's a machlokus of which one is Ner Maravi. According to this, the Ner Maravi is the middle one. Okay? Now she says, Ner Maravi, Hu Ner Emtsai? Lamanda Amar, that goes according to the Shita that says, Neros Safon Vidor Munachim. That they're going, the Neros are going north to south. If that would be the case, then right, Neros something that Menachem have a imtsai Moshe Kima Klape Marav. So the middle one, I guess, was pulled forward a little bit towards the west, Chutz Mishar Neros, and the outside of other than Neros. Ulaman the Amar Marav Mizrach Menachem Lo Mishum to have a Marav Yasheni Klape Mizrach Hachik Ais Menachas. It depends. If it was going east west, then the Ner Maravi means just the second candle, the first candle away from the eastern candle. But we're going according to the Shita that says that the Ner Maravi is mamish, the middle one. It says Malamish Mitzadeh Pneim Klapi Ner Maravi, Ner Maravi Klapi Shchina. But Rabbi Yochanan Mikan Shem Tzoy Meshubach, the Achron Shekara Arba Meshubach. And if the last one reads the 4, the last one reads 4, it's also Meshubach. Mishum why Ma'alim Hakodesh Below Maridin. Go higher up.
Didn't we do this a while back? That there is no Achron Chavim.
There's no
makar
for that.
There's zero
makar
for that.
Right, but this doesn't say Achron Achron Chavid.
That's the guy who got stuck with it. I understand it.
That's the kid who comes home last. That's the person's word. Yeah, I don't know. That's just to make the kids feel good. But no, that's here. It says because of Malim Makodesh, we'll more even go upwards. But I don't understand that because we just said that 1 and 2, the first Ola and the second Ola, that's Meshubach. So that means it's also Kodesh. Why is going? Why is giving the last one called Malim Makodesh to give him a another pasuk?
Once it goes up, you don't go down again.
Okay, maybe. Okay, okay.
But that's not really a great answer.
All right. Yeah, Rav Papa, Ikal Lebe Kenishta, the Abi Gover. He went to the shul, and I think the town is Abi Gover. The Kara Rishon Arba. The first one read 4 Psukim. Shavchei Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, that's the way to do it, I guess. Rashi says, Rishon Min Shlosha, Shakara Arba Psukim, Mishubach. Oh, this is what we did already. Okay, so. He says, he was Meshabbat.
These days were more fun because each one had to go and read their own. So you keep waiting there. You want to see who's going to box up. This one comes and decides he reads the next part.
Right, that's true. You're talking about they're all reading it. The person's getting the old Aliyah is reading it himself.
From what we've learned about Rav Papa, whatever they did, he would have
been happy. Yeah, he said, no, he was good.
Then the Mishnah said, "Ain poschin mehen ve'ain mosipin." Right? You don't add on regular Monday and Thursday, on Chol Hamoed and Rosh Chodesh. You don't add and you don't detract. So Tana, we also learn in the Brisa, "Haposeach mivarech lefanel." The first person who gets the first aliyah makes the bracha, the opening bracha. "Vachosen," the person who gets the last aliyah, mivarech leacharel. He makes the last bracha. Ah, "Vahaidna." What about now? Already the Gemara says, "Vahaidna v'kulu mivarech lefanel leacharel." Everyone makes the bracha before and afterwards. What's the reason why? Hainu time of the Tikkun Rabbana. The Rabbana made a sakana. Zera mishum hanechnasin mishum hayotzin. We're concerned about the people who are coming late and the people who are leaving early. The people who are coming late can say, "Oh, we don't make a second bracha." People who leave early, you only make one bracha. The people coming late, no one made the first bracha. And why were you concerned about them? I don't know. Rashi says mishum hanechnasim sheim yikanes adol beisakneses achar shebirach rishon v'im lo yishma sacherim mevarchim yomar ein bracha b'torah l'fanel. They'll say there's no bracha before Kriyas Torah. We're concerned about the guy. The ice worker is coming late. Get every time. The same guy every time. Come on time. That's what we should say. Come on time. That's all. Come on time, and you'll see that we make the bracha.
Catering to the LCD.
Basically, right? Umishum hayotzim. Velo shamu as hachosim mevarach lecharel. Verishonim lo berachu yomer hayotzim ein bracha b'tor lecharel. So it's like you said, these guys are leaving. These guys are leaving every single time. It's Kiddush Club. Maybe the guy's leaving. I don't know. They're leaving every single time, and they never hear the second bracha, and we're concerned about them. I always have that issue. Who cares about these guys? And if it's a guy who's coming late or leaving early because he's doing a mitzvah, well, he knows because he's only going out. I got a hatzalah call, but usually he's there.
Maybe there's so many cases in the Gemara of the Amoratzim who have to go out to work and work in the field. So right. maybe they're accommodating. You're not Shabbos and Yom Tov, but maybe the other times.
Okay, you know what we could do?
The guy who's going to the fields and the guy.
You know what you could do? You could get up and the rabbi can make a clap and say, "By the way, everyone who leaves early, you should know that there's a bracha afterwards. Everyone who comes late, you know that there's a bracha beforehand. But we have to change the middle, the halacha, because of that. There are other ways to do it, and we make all the. Well, I know. make all, that's an answer I give. make all these brachas.
We say the entire Baruch Hashem Yonah that you say every day.
Right.
On Mari.
That's for people who are stuck in the field.
Yeah, because the people who cannot make on time, they come from the fields and it's an abbreviated.
Right, but that's because we want to protect them because that's also there's a sakan involved there because they're coming late. Because they're working and they're doing something and but they're in the middle of, that's not something good. They're doing a mitzvah, they're doing something good. So we want to protect them.
Oh, here maybe it was also a mitzvah.
Maybe I'm saying, but they're going to be the same person every single time, and we have to change the halacha. I hear. Okay. Right. Okay. Let's pick up a little bit. This next sugya is the how you lane on Rosh Chodesh. How do you break up the psukim on Rosh Chodesh? Which we'll get a little bit, and it goes all the way down. The problem with Rosh Chodesh is that you have four aliyahs. You have four aliyahs, and you have three parshios, many parshios that you have to read in Rosh Chodesh. And the parshios are broken up. There's eight psukim, two psukim, there's Yom HaShabbos, there's two psukim, and then there's five psukim. So how do you have to divide those four aliyahs? But there are also certain rules about where you can stop and where you can start. It gives us a problem. So we'll start today with Akasha. You want to do that? And finish tomorrow? Okay, so let's start a little bit. Okay, well, we didn't get to there yet. But I know, there's nowhere to stop. But first we say, Rosh Chodesh, Kol Shemot, Korin Arba. So, Bo'yminei, Ula Bara, Mirava. Parshas Rosh Chodesh, Ketzat Korin Oso. How do we read it? The first part of it, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, Martin Lemus Korban Alechmi, which is about the Korban Todah, the Havin Timi Psuke. It's eight psukim. So Hechi Navid, how should we split up those first eight psukim? Nikre Trei, if we have Nikre Trei plus a psuke, that the first two should read three psukim each. But then, Poshul Etrei, you're left over with two psukim at the end, and the rule is, the Ein Mishairin B'Parsha Pachos Mishlosh Psukim. You can't end a parsha is not like Parsha Vayera. You can't end a section, a parsha, you can't end with two psukim left in the parsha. That's the rule. You're not allowed to do that. Rashi says, the Kamam Mefarish Taima, right? The Ema Slil Nami, the Kamam, I mean, again, these are what we're going to get to tomorrow. So they said, okay, so break up the first eight psukim, Nikre Arba Arba, you read four and four. That makes sense. Read the first, split up four and four. Pashul Eshiva. So then you're left with seven psukim for the rest of the Rosh Chodesh laning. Ubi Yom HaShabbos having trei. The Yom HaShabbos is two aliyos, is two psukim. Ubi Rosh Chodesh Kedoshim having chamisha, which is five. So how do you break that up? So Hechinavid. How are you going to do that? So let's do Shlishi would be Nikre Trei Meha. Read the two psukim of Yom HaShabbos. It's Chad Mehanach. And one from the next group of Rosh Chodesh. You can't do that because Ein Maskilin B'Parsha Pachos Mishlosh Psukim. You can't start. You can't. I guess you can't. You can't read a parsha unless you're going to be reading three psukim in that parsha. So you can't just read one parsha with one pasuk in that parsha. You'd have to read first three psukim. You'd have to read two plus three, and then I'm left with two at the end. I'll be stuck, right? Ein maschil be parsha pachim shlosh psukim. So likrei trei meha. So that's what Gemara says. Likrei trei meha, the two of a yom haShabbos and tlasa mehach and three psukim from Rosh Chodesh. You can't do that either. Pashulei trei. I'm left over with two, so I'm stuck. So that's the kasha that we're stuck with. So tomorrow they're going to answer. So he answers first. He answers, say, I didn't hear an answer to this question. I heard an answer how to answer a different problem, and from that answer, which we talked about, either skipping or not skipping, about repeating or splitting a pasuk in two, we saw that at the end of the Gemara in Tainus, Rosh Chodesh, Rav and Shmuel. Then we'll get to the answer of how we break up the Rosh Chodesh leaning, which also ends up being a major machlokas Rishonim of how we split it up. And I think the Gra has it differently, and the Minhag Eretz Yisrael might be different than the way we have it. So it all comes from the Gemara tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a great day.